Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts, Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me, we're looking at the same, well, I guess we could say we're looking at the same sun right now, but we'll soon be looking at the same moon. It's my good old brother right down the road from me. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how are you doing?
Where are you that the sun's out?
I'm over here at my house, and I'm looking out, and the sun is out with the clouds.
No sun.
Yeah,
we got clouds. I got no sun.
All right, we're looking at the same clouds.
Now, tell you what, I think we're both lucky that we're not looking at the same snow.
Yeah, for real. Oh my goodness, I was worried, but I was so thrilled yesterday when they said, "Oh, we're about to get the biggest snowfall of the year," and it came down, and it was too warm for the snow to freaking stick, and it just made the ground all wet. And I'm like, "All right, cool, I can deal with this. I can really deal with this."
Yeah, how did your you'll never know, but how do you think your son's school felt because they called off?
I honestly think that the teachers just needed a break from all these damn kids. Because I'm not even going to lie. I think his school might have been the only one that called off, because as I was out working, I saw a whole bunch of school buses around different areas, and everyone else went to school. Right. my son's school didn't go, but I guess they were taking precaution. But yeah, I guess not too much precaution was needed for yesterday's snowfall.
Now, were they truly off, or was it remote? Was it remote? I guess
no, they were off. They said, "Enjoy your Friday. There will be no school on Friday." So, yeah.
Why they did it. It was Friday, and they just said, "Oh, fuck it."
That's exactly what they said. Y'all don't need to come into school. You ain't going to learn anything that you haven't learned today. So go ahead, take the day. So, all right. But we are back, everybody, with another episode going down Ash's last 11 episodes, and today we're going over the sixth one. So we're officially over that line now, Doug. Like we're more than halfway done now. How are you feeling about these episodes so far?
I feel like we got started on a good clip, and we were kind of knocking off some returning characters and some moments, but the last couple has just kind of been like, "Oh, this is a nostalgia run."
Yep.
And a little bit of spoilers, these next couple, it really does feel like an Ash Ketchum episode, because these are, I mean, you said that these are good episodes in your opinion, and I don't disagree with you. These also very much felt like filler.
They were. These were definitely filler episodes. And I am gonna throw out there, and we can kind of talk about it. I know you haven't seen the clip yet because you haven't seen the latest episode that came out last night. But remember my hype on the Team Rocket episode that's coming up?
Yes.
Yeah. That's nowhere near the episode I thought we were going to get. I saw the preview for it, and I mean, it's no real big spoilers. I'm not giving anything that they didn't show in a trailer that you can look up on YouTube right now if you're curious. But it's Team Rocket basically getting all of their old Pokemon that they've ever caught back into the series outside of Weezing and Arbok.
What do you mean outside of?
They're not in the episode.
Those are the two main ones.
Yeah, exactly. But
what the hell are we doing here?
they're not getting them back. Well, Arbok and Weezing, they took a turn. If I'm remembering the episode right, because I remember when they left, but they went to protect certain Pokemon. So basically, they're getting back all the Pokemon that are either being watched by relatives or is in a capsule somewhere over with Team Rocket. So, like their version of like a Pokemon Center where they can like get access to their Pokemon. But that's what I'm gathering. So if they have access to it through either relatives or through their means of their system, those are the Team Rocket Pokemon that we're getting back. Because I didn't even see Lickitung in the screen cap. So there was no Lickitung, there was no Arbok, and no Weezing. And it's just a big episode of them trying to capture Pikachu, but using all of their Pokemon from the past.
The heck with that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the episode is a little bit better, but yeah, I fully thought we were going to get a full-blown Team Rocket episode where they're actually going to capture Pikachu. And they're going to get Pikachu, or something dramatic is going to happen, but that is not the episode we're getting. And I was very, very disappointed when I watched the preview. I was like, all right, here we go. We're finally getting the preview for this Team Rocket episode. And yeah, I was really, really let down.
So is it just a matter of, you think that they're afraid to do like long-term storyline because they don't want to eat up the remainder of these episodes? I mean, because if that's the case, you could cut these two episodes and push them towards a bigger storyline.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of hit it on the head a little bit just a few minutes ago. I think a lot of these are just nostalgia episodes. So people that have watched all the episodes from episode one all the way through to these episodes that we're going over, and today we're going over episode 1229. So this is a head nod to everyone that's paid attention and watched the anime all these years since we were children.
Right.
So I just think that that's all it is. And I think all of these Pokemon are going to come back. And I don't think that it's going to be a heavy Ash Ketchum episode, but maybe it's more along the lines of Team Rocket revisiting all of their previous Pokemon, Ash Ketchum in a part of the episode, and maybe Pikachu does a big Thunderbolt and they all go blasting off again all together like they have in the past. And feeling fulfilled.
I just feel like that's a missed opportunity because, I mean, if you're going to give them a send-off, give them a send-off.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm still worried that Team Rocket might be coming back in the next series, and that's another thing. Let's go ahead and talk about this. I mean, I know again you haven't been able to. Let's see, Pokemon new characters. There we go. Because they finally gave some insight to these new characters that we're getting in the series, and I can kind of go over it with you a little bit. So they finally unveiled who these new trainers are. So we have Liko and we have Roy, and don't quote me that that's going to be their name in the English version, but Liko is an awe-inspiring character. And when they did the trailer, her quote from the trailer was, she won't find anything unless she's looking for it. And then she has some type of pennant like a pendant necklace that she carries around with her that they focused on in the trailer. So, and then there's Roy, who wants to fight, like futuristic, like futuristic Pokemon is kind of what I got from the translation. And I'm kind of guessing that the way that they're going to do this. So I don't think Liko and Roy are going to both be trainers that are going to meet each other. So as you know, from Scarlet and Violet, one's a game that's in the past and one's a game that's in the future. I think, right. I think they're going to divide either half the episode is going to be in the past and half is going to be in the future thing. Like when they do the whole, who's that Pokemon, then they go over to the other character. Or they do one episode focused on one person and one episode focused on another, which can get a little messy if you're doing it that way, or at least for people's attention span. But I'm guessing Liko is probably going to be someone that is in the past in Scarlet and Violet. So she's going to be in the past. And Roy is going to be in the future, and it's going to be both of their stories told in this region, is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
So, and then there's also a guy, it says, joining them is Freed and Captain Pikachu. We did get the confirmation that the lady that did the voice for Pikachu with Ash all of these years is returning to do the voice of Captain Pikachu. So
Is she returning, or are they just using voice clips?
Well, no, they say she is returning. She's in the title sequences of all, they have a list of like some very top voice actors for this series that's coming up. So they're spending some big money on this series. So they're really hoping that it really takes off. But yeah, they have her listed as returning. So so she will be doing the voice of Captain Pikachu. Freed, we don't really know too much from or too much about Freed. Other than he looks like he might be the professor in this region.
That's what you were kind of saying the other day. Yeah.
Captain Pikachu, from this news article that I'm reading, they said Captain Pikachu is clearly a boss. So maybe that's a Pokemon that they're going to have to beat at some point. Let's see. And Roy, let's see. Pokemon appears to be Squirtle, Roy, and whose partner Pokemon is Fukuoka. Okay, so it looks like Roy's Pokemon is the crocodile, the crocodile, and then let's see, Liko. Is her Pokemon is going to be Sprit. I can never say these Sprigatio. So she got the cat, and Roy got the crocodile, and Quaxly is just partnerless, or maybe they did show someone that might be their rival in the new trailer as well. I'm not sure if he's going to be more of a villain, because he kind of struck me as the villain in this series that's coming up. And they also announced that this series is going to start on April 14th, and they're going to start it with a 1 hour long special for this starting this series up.
Is it a true hour long, or is it just two episodes?
It just said in the news article from Pokemon, it says the series will premiere in Japan with an hour-long special, is how they titled it, on April 14th.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so Liko and Roy, we have Freed, Captain Pikachu. I'm trying to see if they have anything else as to... No. So that's about it that they have. So I'm guessing either Quaxley might be going with their rival. So maybe they're in the same timeline, because they're all these pictures are showing that they're like together a little bit, but separate, because in the trailers you don't ever see both of them together in the same trailer.
Right.
Or in the same scene. So there's a lot of questions out there. I mean, obviously they haven't answered everything, and everything I'm reading online right now, people still don't know, but they're making their own judgments and assessments due to the photographs that they put out there and the minute long trailer that they threw out just a couple of days ago. But I'm, needless to say, I'm excited to see where they're going to go with these characters, because how's your feeling hearing this kind of for the first time?
It's probably not something I'm going to put too much stock in, probably until it gets to America. You know, obviously we made kind of a special exception with this.
Yes.
Because it was, you know, Ash's swan song. But I think that's just going to be something that I'm going to let come to me.
I think so too. I mean, and I'm sorry, fans that are out there, but when we're probably going to give this anime, this new anime, quite a bit before we start doing any type of reviews on it. I mean, you might hear us talk here and there about like certain things, or if we hear things through the grapevine. I will be watching this series when it comes out, so I'll try to keep you up to date, Doug, on what's going on in it. But I really don't. We have so many episodes with Ash that we need to do before we jump into a whole new anime with completely new characters.
Right. And I mean, if we try to shift and try to be current, we'll never get back to where we were.
Yeah. So, so don't get too upset, fans. And I know you, some of you might like that we're doing some of these episodes right now. We will be doing some more current episodes, and it looks like it might be sooner than later, because we'll be covering the championships that you want to cover, Doug, pretty soon once they hit the English version. But it's funny. Netflix just dropped a new bucket of episodes for their Pokemon series, and it's kind of funny because they started the tournament, but they left you in the middle of the tournament at the end of the English version. So you don't even get to see the Leon fight yet. So they must still be getting that ready to be dubbed or whatever they're doing with the Netflix version.
Right.
So, but yeah, I believe we're ready. Today's episode is we're looking at the same moon. And this is episode 1229. It premiered 3 weeks ago from the date of this recording. We're recording this on March 4th. We kind of got a little bit behind from doing it week by week. This is the first of the series that we're doing without a guest. things kind of fell through the cracks a little bit, but hopefully we'll be back on that within the coming weeks. But this week and next week are going to be guestless. So you're just going to be getting me and Doug's response to the, to these episodes. And I believe that's about it. Are you ready to jump on into these episodes, Doug?
I believe so.
All right. That being said, I'm going to power the episode on right now, and we start this week's episode with Misty walking over towards Brock, and Misty immediately goes, "Hey, where's Ash?" And Brock kind of looks up, and he's smiling, and they look off into the distance, and I would say about a half mile down from where they are, they can see Ash. And Ash is laying right underneath a tree. Pikachu is sleeping right on top of him with Ash's hat on. And Misty's like, "Man, Ash is so carefree, isn't he?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, I don't blame him." He's like, "Spending time relaxing with your Pokemon is one of the great joys of being a Pokemon trainer." And Misty is like, "Yeah, you know what? When I'm done tidying up, I'm going to follow suit and have a nap with my Psyduck." And she just walks away. I can't help how, and it's just, maybe it's just me because I've watched these characters grow up, but is it me or as these episodes go on, they seem to be showing how Ash, Brock, and Misty have like very like matured. They don't seem like the 10-year-olds that they were when they first started off on this journey many years ago when we were kids. It's just looking at some of them is just, they look mature. They look a lot more mature in these episodes. Do you get that vibe, Doug?
I mean, I don't know if I get the vibe on appearance because I think for whatever reason, they didn't really do the age up route. I mean, they could have, but in terms of like personality and stuff, I mean, you can tell that they've become much more responsible than they were in the first series.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many episodes did Misty spend chasing Ash around just because of her burnt bike? And I mean, you know, come to find out that she's taking on her bigger role in the gym. And you know, obviously we saw a bit of Brock's arc a while back, especially in the little
The specials that we did.
The specials we did, yeah.
Yes. So
yeah, as I was getting ready to mention that, I was like, I didn't dream that. We did do those
episodes. We did do those episodes. And people liked that we did those episodes, by the way. It was mm-hmm. different. But Ash starts scratching Pikachu's back, and he's like, "Ah, Pikachu, I love you." And Pikachu's like, "Yeah, I love you too, Ash." And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we jump into the main plot of this episode, and a big old net goes and drops over Ash and Pikachu, and Ash is like, "Wait, what is going on?" And then a big old Meowth robot comes flying out, and I had to laugh at whoever thought of this. So you have a big old Team Rocket Meowth robot, and the mouth of this robot has a cannon built into the mouth of the Meowth, and it spits out a long rope, which at the end of it has a net to capture Ash and Pikachu. And Jessie comes right in, and they start going through the motto to protect the world from devastation. You guys already know the gist of it, and Meowth is looking over there like a big boss, and Jessie, to her own accord, is pressing a whole bunch of buttons, looking like she's just looking into the camera just going, yeah, I'm doing work. I'm just going to press all these buttons. She's like, the Team Rocket duo soars through the galaxy. And James is like a white hole, a white tomorrow awaits us. And he pulls a lever back, and Meowth is just like, you know what? Just kidding, Meow. And he, Wobbuffet comes up right behind. Meowth pushes the big red button, which starts sucking the net back into the big old robot's mouth. And Jesse's like, yeah, no matter what, this Meowth robot will catch anything. And then James is like, yeah, until we catch that cool Pikachu. And Meowth is like, yeah, we'll keep coming back, Meow. And Misty and Brock are looking on, and they're like, Ash! And this is where things kind of take a turn for the worse. Ash throws out his Pokeball and calls out Snivy. And Snivy is like, yeah, I'm ready. And Ash is like, Leaf Storm, Snivy. And Snivy does Leaf Storm, and it goes over. It cuts the rope open, so Ash falls out of the rope. Pikachu's tail gets caught, so Pikachu doesn't drop down. But Snivy continues that Leaf Storm, and it's now beating up the middle part of this robot Meowth. And then out of nowhere, Team Rocket is on the inside, and there everything's turning red, and they're getting the alerts everywhere. They're like, oh my gosh, we didn't think about Ash's other Pokemon. Again. And the Meowth robot explodes while Pikachu is still in the net. Pikachu goes blasting off with Team Rocket, and they take off, and we get the star to indicate that they're gone, and we go straight into the intro. And Doug, I'm going to fast forward this. And I will have you take it away from here from the title sequence.
So we come back and, you know, we see Team Rocket is blasting off with their debris. And we see another explosion midair, and that separates Jesse and James from Meowth and Pikachu. Meowth and Pikachu end up falling into a stream going downstream, and Pikachu pops up, and you immediately see Ash's hat, and he's freaking out, and he does the Pikachu freak out that we've seen a few times in these episodes, where his eyes just go completely white. We look and we see that the hat is stuck on a rock, and they're going the opposite way. So Pikachu now apparently swim against the stream with no problem and goes and gets the hat. It's like, oh, good. He'll beat me otherwise. No, I'm kidding. and he's like, I'm all right. And then you see that Meowth is still struggling. And he's like, help, Meowth. And we see a Gyarados come up from behind, and Pikachu freaks out again. Pikachu keeps freaking out like that. Its face is going to get stuck like that.
And I think that's why they're changing the character from Pikachu and Ash to these new characters, because Pikachu freaked out one too many times. They're like, oh no, his face is stuck. Well, it was a good run.
Like, oh my god, it's a Gyarados. And they're swimming away, and we find out that they're swimming towards a waterfall. And like, you know, and Gyarados is just, you know, gaining steam like nobody's business. And Meowth and Pikachu go up this waterfall to get away from Gyarados. And
They were swimming hella strong to go up this waterfall.
And they didn't even break stride. They were just like, okay, obviously the goal is to get up that, so that's what we're going to do. And we cut to them. They're on shore. And the out goes, it seems like we ended up pretty far away. And Pikachu immediately goes into, like, fuck you, your Team Rocket mode. Meowth's like, wait a minute, now, I'm all with you, but let's have a truce. until we can meet up with, you know, Jesse and James again, and I suppose maybe the twerp. And Pikachu's like, I don't really trust you, but he's like bagging off. He's like, I'm not lying, I'm being serious. We're both stranded. It's not like, you know, I did this on purpose. And he like goes like cute eyes, and it, you know, he's like, please show a little mercy. And Pikachu's like, I'm fine. And Meowth immediately, poor guy can't help himself. He turns away and he gets like this mischievous smirk on his face. And he's like, I'll use him as much as I can. And once we meet up with Jesse and James, we'll take him. He's like, it's a perfect plan. And like Pikachu's looking on like, I can freaking see you. And he goes up on a rock to kind of get some higher ground to kind of get his vantage point. And Meowth's like, where are you going? Let's not split up here. I'm, you know, and Pikachu's just like booking it. He's like, Ash. And Meowth's like, I really hope that, you know, that twerp is heading that way too. And, you know, Pikachu's booking it. And he's like, Meowth's like, how can you tell? And, you know, we as a viewer can interpret, you know, the bond, obviously, that they've had since the first episode when they were attacked by those Spearows.
Yeah, Pikachu's like, I can just tell.
And
that was kind of Ash's line later on.
Yeah, well, I mean, but again, I think us as viewers, I think we're allowed to kind of interpret that. And then we cut, and Ash is kind of running with the same determination. And Misty's like, just wait a second. How do we even know this is the right way? And Ash is just like, yeah, I can tell. Pikachu's heading this way. Like, he just knows. Like, it's his sixth sense. And he even admits, he's like, I don't know how, I just know. And Misty's like, I suppose it's good cardio anyway. And Brock has to kind of spell it out for people that can't keep up. He's like, you see, they can sense each other's thoughts because now they're apparently telepathic twins. And, well, what the hell is that supposed to mean? And then we get, I'm on my way, Pikachu. And then we cut back to Ash and Meowth, or we cut back to Pikachu and Meowth is dying. He's not, well, he's being stupid. He should be running on his forepaws. Instead, he's running upright.
He is. Well, we all know Meowth tries to be human, and he can't function like a regular cat anymore. He forgot how to be a regular cat because it's been so long, and so he's sitting here just running on two legs, and he's like, there has to be a better way to do this. Oh, someone tell me, how can I do this and keep up with this Pikachu? How does Pikachu have so much endurance? Well, Meowth, Pikachu actually trains, and you sit back and you either starve for half the week, and then you sit there and get fat for the other half of the week. So that's just how you live your life. You have a completely different lifestyle than Ash and Pikachu.
Very much living. He's not really mooching off of Jesse and James.
No, they're friends. They're buddies at this point. So I don't think it's really too much mooching. It's just they're all they have. Like, no, they're the laughingstock, and they have no other friends. So they're friends together. So they're going to do everything together, and they believe that they're the best at what they do. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
So, but All right, go ahead and continue this scene, and I'll pick right up right after you finish the scene off.
So Meowth basically throws his hands up. He's like, I can't do it. I can't run. I can't. I just, it's just bullshit. And I just can't. He's like, I'm getting hungry. And he looks over, and there's some big old Orin berries.
Yes, we get a lot of berries in this game.
Yeah.
So I mean, in this show. Sorry. I said game.
We knew what you meant. He's like, yeah, it's like, Orin berries. Oh, my God. And he goes running towards the tree, and a couple of Pidgeys start coming in and pecking at the berries. And he's like, those are my berries, you stupid Pidgey. And he throws a rock, and, you know, the Pidgeys scatter. And what bird do you think is just on the ground that just so happens to be right under that rock's path? A Spearow, and you know, exactly first episode, the big goose egg comes up on his head. Spearow turns around and he's just like, fuck you.
And I mean, this is a complete callback to the very first episode where Ash threw the rock and it landed right on the Spearow and gave it a nut. Like, they've done this callback quite a bit of times, and there was, I'm not sure if we covered it in an episode, I forget exactly which one, but the Spearow that Ash threw the rock at, it ended up evolving into a Spearow, and it never forgave Ash for giving him that knot on his head, and Ash comes across that Spearow in a later episode.
Okay, I know you talked about it, but I don't know if we covered it, but I do remember you talking about it.
Yeah, it is in a later episode. I can't remember exactly which episode. I'd have to really look it up because there's so many damn Pokemon episodes. But yeah, he does come across that Spearow that was a Spearow that he knocked and threw a rock at. So. And he held a grudge over Ash, and he remembered that face. So I'm just throwing that out there. And this is a definite callback. Now Meowth has done it, and now in about another 1,000 episodes, he's going to come back, and that Spearow is going to evolve into a Spearow, and it's going to come back and eat him for lunch.
So the Spearow immediately starts attacking Meowth, and Meowth runs over behind Pikachu and goes, handle this for me, would you? And Pikachu's like, all right. He just, you know, hits him with a big old thunderbolt and, you know, obviously eyes the Spearow, or the Spearow rather, but the berries turn out to kind of be collateral damage. And much like in the first episode, with its last, like, ounce of strength, the Spearow summons its flock, and they all come out of the tree, and once again, Meowth and Pikachu find themselves running from this time it's a flock of Pokemon as opposed to one Gyarados.
Yeah.
And Meowth's running is like, they really don't give up, do they? And
I got a kick out of this.
He looks over and he's like, is that a cave? And he sees like a Zubat going into an opening. And he yells to Pikachu, because Pikachu says, oh, that's my cue to take a turn. And Meowth's like, don't go anywhere without me.
And it's from here, all the Spearow. And I don't know, I'm going to guess it's a whirlwind, because that doesn't look like a gust attack. Like all the... All the Spearow starts using their whirlwind at this very moment. And they're like, you know what? We're done with you. Just go away. And just does whirlwind, picks up a whole bunch of wind right behind Meowth and Pikachu. And Pikachu and Meowth get picked up into the air. They're thrown into the cave. And the Ash's hat from on top of Pikachu goes flying into the cave. It goes flying out of a hole. It goes right past a Caterpie that's in a tree. Caterpie is looking on as this hat is going and flying into the world somewhere. And then from here, we see Ash just running. He's like, I gotta find my Pikachu. And they run up to a tree that has a whole bunch of fried Orin berries that Pikachu fried when it used its Thunderbolt attack. And Ash is looking on and he's like, yeah, they're charged. They're charged with Pikachu's Thunderbolt. And Misty is like, what do you mean? And she's like, did he go through here? And Brock is walking around and he finds a feather on the ground. And he's like, this feather. And he looks back and Ash is like, a whole bunch of Spearow. He's like, I get it. They had to battle here. And then when they battled, they fried the Orin berries. And then Ash sees the cave and he's like, they must have gone into that cave. Come on, guys, let's go. And they start running towards the cave. All the Spearow are like, the hell you are. We're pissed off now. And if you remember from the very first episode, Spearow don't let up for 24 hours. It takes them 24 hours for them to not be pissed off anymore. So as they're running towards this cave, all the Spearow are like, yeah, we're still pissed off. And they go and they start pecking at Ash, Brock, and Misty. And then all of a sudden you see the main one that got hit in the head by a rock, and it jumps down and it still has the lump on its head, and it blocks Ash and the gang from going into the cave. And from here, all the Spearow behind them start using their whirlwind attack, and they must have a pretty freaking strong whirlwind, because all of them did that and it just blew Ash, Brock, and Misty into this cave. And that was it from there. Then we're back with Pikachu and Meowth. They're looking out of the hole that Ash's hat flew out of, and Pikachu's like, we got to get out of there. Ash's hat is out there. I got to get his hat back. And Meowth is like, that seems pretty high, my friend. And he's like, I think reuniting with our friends is a lot more important than that silly little hat. And Pikachu's like, no, it's not. And Pikachu just goes and climbs on top of the rocks and climbs on top of the wall and starts climbing. And just like the mouse he is, it's very easy for it. And Meowth is like, this is all so we can catch Pikachu. I guess I have no choice but to follow this Pikachu. And Meowth is like, I'll come with you, Meow. I love doing the Meow stuff. And Pikachu is just climbing out of the hole. And Pikachu peeks his head out and it sees a whole bunch of land. And Meowth climbs out as well. And they're both breathing heavily. And Pikachu's like, come on, Meowth. And Pikachu notices a Caterpie in the tree and runs up and asks Caterpie, have you seen a hat anywhere around here? And Caterpie's like, yep, I saw that hat. And Meowth walks up and is like, what? You saw it? And Pikachu's like, where is it? Caterpie turns his head and is like, it went flying this way. And it string shots down and is like, you know what? I'll show you. Meowth is like, you know, it says follow me. And Meowth puts its thumb up and we come to find out that this Meowth, and Pikachu puts its thumb up and is like, all right, let's follow you, Caterpie. And Caterpie starts walking and it's walking extra slow. And Meowth is like, oh no, you're too slow. And Pikachu's like, yeah, well, you know where the hat is, so we'll follow you. And this is where we get the cartoon break of the Who's That Pokemon. And we get a close-up of its belly, but this week it is Caterpie. And Caterpie is the Pokemon of Who's That Pokemon this week. And then from here, I'm going to throw this back over to you, my brother, picking up right after commercial break.
So we go back and we see Ash, Misty, and Brock kind of dusting themselves off from the Pharaoh attack, he's like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, somehow. And we see the wounded Spearow is kind of recovering as well. And it's like, yeah, that was some shit. And then he kind of realizes that, you know, he's with, you know, the humans as opposed to his flock. He starts freaking out. And Misty's like, what's that Spearow doing here? And Spearow's kind of like, I've been separated. And he kind of looks and he's like, well, I've got a couple choices here. So his he kind of runs through some scenarios in his head, and he goes to attack Ash, and he just can't do it because, I mean, he's really banged up. He's got the knot on his head. I think it's a little implied that one of his wings is damaged, and so Ash, you know, grabs it before it hits the ground. And Spearow's like, hey, thanks for saving me from hitting the ground, but I'm still going to peck the shit out of your wrist. Ash is like, hey, knock that shit off. And like, you got to quit moving. And Spearow's like, he's like, no, I'm going to go for your elbow. He's, and Brock kind of comes at it from behind and is like, have a blindfold. And which is a dirty trick, and but I mean it worked. And he pulls out a container of like cold spray, and it must be magic cold spray because the bump goes away immediately. And he sprays the wing, and he puts the Spearow down, and he takes the bandage off, and Spearow kind of spreads its wings. It's like, I can get used to this shit. And Ash looks over and he sees a Rattata going through his backpack. And Ash is like, hey, Rattata. And Rattata panics because it's like, I've been caught. And he goes to run, but he's running in midair, so he's not getting anywhere. He falls, and the piece of cheese falls out of its mouth. Ash goes, what, are you hungry or something? No, he's just stealing that for shits. And Ash picks up the piece of cheese he was trying to run away with, and the look on that Rattata's face is kind of like, the fuck are you doing with that cheese? I found it.
That's my cheese.
Ash is like, I was going to share this with Pikachu. You get it? Because it's a rat. Yep. And, or a mouse, I guess. But Ash is like, well, he went through the trouble, and, you know, I mean, technically you had it in your mouth. Because you can have it. Rattata's like, yeah, well, what are you going to do to it? And instead of taking the cheese, he climbs up on Ash's arm and, like, comes around on his shoulder, and Ash is like, what's going on? And Brock, once again, kind of has to connect the dots for the audience. He's like, well, Rattata and Pikachu are both mouse Pokemon. And it can smell Pikachu on you. he's talking to Misty, but he might as well just said he can smell Pikachu on you, Ash. And Ash is like, ah, that makes sense, because that's the spot where Pikachu always sits. And Rattata, you can see its nose is kind of working. And he goes, ah, here, you little buddy, eat up. And they cut back to Spearow at 10:40, and the look on Spearow's face, you have enough free food up there? What the fuck?
he's like, I want some free food. Well, be happy that they healed you.
Right. Like you said, you run around with a concussion. You don't got to deal with that anymore.
Exactly.
And then Ash kind of gets struck with an idea. He's like, I got you. he's like, hey, Rattata, could you help me find my Pikachu? And he says, please, and Rattata's kind of looking at him. He's like, well, you did feed me. And he's like, he looks like he's in for the mission. And Rattata gets down, and he's kind of sniffing the ground, and he's like, this way. And Ash is kind of looking, and then he sees the cave that they went in the first place, and they look back, and the Spearow is still standing there. I think he's still pissed that he didn't get food, but
he's like, yeah, I blew your friends into that cave. I know about that cave.
And he's like, Spearow, are you coming too, or are you just gonna hang back here? And Spearow kind of sits and he thinks for a second. He's like, fuck it, I ain't got anything else going on. He gets up on Ash's shoulder and they go sprinting towards that cave. And that's when we see Team Rocket has apparently landed.
Yes. And from here, they're like, oh, he's like, oh, we're gonna follow. I love how they call him Brat Boy. He's like, we're gonna follow the Brat Boys as they search for Pikachu. And Jesse's like, yeah, we can recover Meowth and Pikachu. And she's like, two popos for one stone, or with one stone. And James like, yeah, this is such a great feeling. And then we bounce back to Pikachu and Meowth. And this is the funniest scene in this episode because Pikachu has no care in the world. It's like, I've already won the championships. I can take a small stroll with a Caterpie. And Pikachu is like, yep, I'm going to walk here. And Meowth is just getting more and more frustrated. And he's like, I am so tired of going so slow. He's like, you are ridiculously slow, Caterpie. He's like, you know what? Get on my back. I'm just going to carry you. And he starts carrying Caterpie, and he's getting even more tired walking. And he's like, oh, my gosh. He's like, Caterpie, you're heavy. He's like... And Pikachu is like, he tells Pikachu, he's like, come on, grab onto me, Pikachu. And Pikachu's like, okay, I'll grab onto you, all right? And jumps right on top of Meowth's bag. He's like, I didn't mean like that. He's like, you're heavy, Pikachu. And then Caterpie is like, you know what? I'm tired of you bitching, so I'm going to help you out. So he does a string shot straight up into a tree. And he's like, hold on. Caterpie starts string shotting them from tree to tree, and now they're covering a lot more ground a lot quicker. And Meowth, just like me, I was thinking this exact same line. Meowth is like, if you could have done that all along, you should have did that earlier, Meow.
And I had to laugh. I mean, obviously I didn't know before I watch next week's episode, but we have a similar moment in next week's episode that's even funnier.
Yes.
So yeah, they're swinging along like freaking Indiana Jones, I guess, like Tarzan, and they reach the end point. They just crash and burn in front of a old tree, and the I say they crash and burn. It's more likely that Meowth crashes and burns because he's the one on the bottom.
It and was Meowth because Meowth's face just goes crashing right in the ground. He's like, bonk. It's like, crap.
And we see way up at the top of that tree, Ash's hat is just perched. And Pikachu's like, ah, the hat. And he just goes scurrying up like it's nobody's business. He's like, I'm just going to... So he was scurrying up the tree like nobody's business, and he stopped in his tracks by Venipede, and Meowth's like, ah, Venipede. And Pikachu's like, oh, well, shit, I'm halfway up here. I'm kind of at a point of no return. He's like, well, I guess I'll just keep going, but I'm going to kind of slow down, and if I sneeze or I trip or something, something's going to go horribly. So he's just like very carefully just climbing up the tree, and he gets to the very – tippy top to the point where he could reach out and grab the hat, and Caterpie and Meowth are like, yeah, he made it. He made it. We're lazy. He made it. And he's coming back down the opposite way, and he's got the hat on backwards, and he's going in reverse. And one leaf comes fluttering down, and it lands on Meowth's nose, like perfectly on Meowth's nose.
Yes.
He starts, ha, ha, and Caterpie's like, don't you fucking sneeze. Don't you fucking sneeze. I'm not that fast. And he goes, ha, ew. And, you know, I mean, it's the big old comedy, you know, and camera widens out and widens out, and Pikachu stops, and he's like,
oh, fuck. No.
And he looks up, and he's like, maybe I'll get lucky. And then all of a sudden, all at once, the Venipede's eyes open, and they start glowing immediately. And Pikachu's like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And he goes, you know, bolting down the tree, and the Venipede are hot on its tail. Yes, no pun intended. They get on Meowth's back, and Caterpie starts doing
string shot.
And the Venipede are like, hell yeah, have some poison sting. And Meowth right in the ass. I mean, that's just...
Oh. Just hit him square in the... And it wasn't even just one. It was like three or four stings, like straight to the buttocks.
Right. Meowth's like, oh, fuck me. And we zoom into Meowth's mouth. And from Meowth's mouth, we're back in the cave as... Rock, Misty, and Ash are climbing out the same way that Pikachu and Meowth did.
Yep, right out of the cave.
And Misty's standing there, and she's like, it's getting kind of dark.
Okay, I want to stop here real quick, okay? Because when I was watching this, I call bullshit. So maybe Ash and definitely Misty can get through that little crack. Ain't no way in hell Brock's bulky butt got through that little tiny hole.
Sucked it in.
Nope, the fuck. We've seen Brock without a shirt on. He's completely muscular and very, very top heavy. And ain't no way he got through that hole. Ain't no way. I don't really care what anybody says. There was no way his little bulky butt got through that little tiny hole. Especially when you see when you see Misty coming out of the hole, that she barely has any room. Ain't no way.
Well, you know, I mean, we haven't had to dust this off in a while, but it is a kid's show.
I know it's a kid's show, but they could have made the hole just a little bigger. Come on. I mean, these are nostalgia episodes. So all of us that watched it as kids are coming back to watch Ash's final episodes to say our goodbye to him. Ain't no way.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time I tried to expand a hole.
Oh, it's not a kid podcast. But yeah, all right, continue. So Misty comes through the hole, Doug.
And, you know, they're like, oh, it's getting kind of dark. And, you know, Brock kind of lets out kind of a pointless Pikachu. Like, Pikachu's going to be, I'm down here.
Well, it probably could. They're not there. What we find out later, I mean, they're not far behind Pikachu at all.
And we see that Rattata is back on the scent, and he's like this way, and they're following. And we go immediately to the tree where Pikachu and Meowth and Caterpie just were. And Ash is like, ah, so they're up there. And he just starts fucking Rambo climbing it. And he runs into the same problem that Pikachu did, because apparently the Venipede have
rejoined. Regrouped. Yep, regrouped. There you go.
And Misty shits herself like immediately because she's like, oh my god, bug Pokemon. And Ash is like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to kind of brave this myself. And then Fearow lands on Ash's shoulder. You can kind of see him kind of, you know, mean mugging the Venipede. And Rattata gets up there as well. He's like, well, if we're all going down together. Then Rattata is kind of like, no, you don't have to go up. You got to go this way. Because they went up and they came down. And Ash kind of looks at Rattata like, where the fuck were you 5 seconds ago? And Ash is like, I'd like to be leaving now. And he kind of, and the Venipede are like, that's it. You know, this is the second time today. We're pissed off. So they come leaping out of the tree. Ash is hauling ass or trying to. And the Venipede have him surrounded, like from all angles. And this is conveniently when Spearow's flock is flying over, and they're like, isn't that our guy? It's like, I don't know. I can't see his knot on his head anymore. I don't know. It could just be a random Spearow. And Rattata and Spearow kind of have a little second of communication, and they just kind of randomly rush two of the Venipedes, and they kind of look at Ash like, are you going to fucking go, or are we going to have to stand here all night? And Ash is like, oh, thanks. And, you know, Ash, Misty, and Brock kind of use the opening to take off. And as they're running away from the action, this is when we see the flock of Spearow come down. So it's about to be some shit, which we don't get to see.
Yeah, I was kind of upset that we don't even get to see any of that action. But needless to say, if it's what happened at the beginning of the episode, those Spearow came down and did some massive whirlwind and just blew all these Venipedes off somewhere else, is what I'm guessing.
So, oh, you go ahead. I'm
been no,
doing a lot.
Oh, no,
of
no. You're good. All right, so we come into the next scene. We're back with Caterpie, Meowth, and Pikachu. And Meowth is leaning up against a rock, and Pikachu and Caterpie are kind of sad. They're like, oh, man. And Meowth is like, after all this time, now I'm feeling the Venipede's poison. He's like, oh, crap. And we got the little purple line where the nose is to show that he is poisoned. And Pikachu remembers back when he was poisoned that there was a berry that Pikachu ate in order to cure the poison. And Pikachu's like, I remember the berry, but I can't remember what it's called. And he's talking to Caterpie, and Caterpie does a string shot in the shape of a berry. And Caterpie's like, is it this berry? And Pikachu's like, yeah, it's that berry. And out of the grass right behind him comes flopping out a baby Oddish. And Oddish is like, Oddish! And Pikachu is like, can you ask this Oddish about that berry, Caterpie? And Caterpie looks over, and Pikachu points up at the berry, and Oddish is like, yeah, I know where that berry is. And Pikachu's like, oh, can you show me? And so they all go walking over to go get this berry. We're back over with Ash, Brock, and Misty, and it's now nighttime, everybody. And let's see, Misty is like, We split up with Spearow and Rattata. It would be dangerous to move around this late at night right now. I think we just call it quits for the night and try to find Pikachu in the morning. And Ash is like, Brock, Misty, you rest here. I'm going to keep looking a little bit longer doing the Ash Ketchum model. I'm not sleeping until I find my Pokemon. And Brock immediately stops him, is like, hey, Ash, you idiot. He's like, it is dark out here. I'm sure Pikachu probably called it quits for the night as well. And we shouldn't be wandering around here in the dark because you don't know what type of Pokemon are around here that wander around at night. He's like, we should rest up and start looking early in the morning. He's like, so stop. That is exactly what we're going to do. We come right back over to Meowth. Meowth is dying on the ground. He's like, oh, this is how it's going to end. He's like, I see the stars. I see the light. And Pikachu walks over to him and hands him a berry. And Meowth is like, a mamen berry. He's like, could it be this poison curing berry? And Meowth goes over. He's like, you're giving it to me? And Pikachu's like, yeah, take it. And Meowth is like, you are so nice to me. He's like, I guess I'll accept it now. And for out of nowhere, it seems like he's perfectly fine with all this poison in his body. And he takes a bite out of the berry. It immediately cures some of the poison, and he throws the last of the berry up and he chews it, doesn't say thank you or anything, and lays right back down and goes to sleep. And Pikachu is like, are you okay? And Pikachu looks up, and we see that the moon is now being uncovered by the clouds, and its light is beaming down at them, which comes into focus for the name of the episode. We're looking at the same moon. So Pikachu is looking up at the moon and imagines Ash's face on the moon, and just takes off Ash's hat and starts hugging it. Caterpie comes up into the frame and is like, are you okay? And all right. And then the camera kind of pans down with Pikachu hugging the hat up there with Caterpie. And we see Meowth is kind of looking up with his eye, with one eye open, and is kind of feeling a little sympathetic for Pikachu. And I mean, we all know Meowth has a good heart. He can have a good heart. And he's he's just in with the wrong crowd. Right. But we pan over to Ash, Ash, Misty, and Brock, who have fixed up a campsite with a nice little fire going. Ash is looking up at the moon as well and imagining Pikachu's face on the moon. So Misty and Brock walk over to Ash, who's looking up, and they're like, so you can't sleep, huh? And Ash is like, I feel like Pikachu is gazing at the moon just like me. And Brock is like, yeah, you're right. He's like, I had the same feeling. And we go back to Pikachu and Caterpie, and Pikachu is talking to Caterpie, basically saying, I feel like Ash is looking up at this moon right now. And we jump back to Misty talking to Ash, and she's like, it's like you're not yourself when you're not with Pikachu. And Brock, of course, uses the same line that he's used for over 30 years now. He's like, yeah, he's like, they're two parts of the same person, two hearts and one body united as, or and two bodies united as one. He's like, whatever Ash is thinking, Pikachu is thinking. Whatever Pikachu is thinking, Ash is thinking. And that's just how they are. And obviously, I'm not going to play the song, but we get a small little montage of Ash and Pikachu looking up at the moon. They play a sad song in the background, and it goes through some moments of Ash getting Pikachu for the first time, all the way to some of their big accomplishments. And just a lot of things that Pikachu has done, all the times and friends that they have encountered together. all the way down to the championship battle with Leon, where Ash goes over and picks up Pikachu at their biggest accomplishment ever, which is how the montage finishes off. And then we fade from that. It is now morning time. Meowth is standing up and he's like, yeah, I am all better now. And it looks like the Oddish that helped him ended up staying the night with them as well. But then all of a sudden, Meowth's stomach starts to grumble and he's like, oh, but my stomach, I'm hungry. And Pikachu comes over with a berry and gives it over to Meowth. And Meowth is like, a Himeri berry. He's like, oh my goodness, this is so good. He's like, but what about some for you? And Pikachu lifts up its cap and is like, yeah, I got three. I'm just giving you one.
Storage space.
I know. And I'm going to hand this part back to you since we don't have too much more to go, bro, if you want to kind of finish off this episode that we're going over.
So Ash is like, well, there's no question about it. I'm definitely going to find you, Pikachu. And he's, you know, and we see off to the side and we see that Brock has the same idea that Pikachu had with Meowth with the Himeri berries. And we see that Ash and Pikachu both break their berries in the exact same way at the exact same time. And that's like some kind of mega like homing beacon because they can, like, they're near and like, they drop the berries and they go running. And we see like they're basically essentially running from opposite ends of a football field. And, you know, it's this big dramatic thing because Ash is like, Pikachu! And Pikachu's like, I hear you! And Pikachu runs through some tall grass. And they're reunited in midair, and it's this big dramatic thing. And Pikachu's so excited, it shocks the mess out of Ash, which he's used to. And in the process of getting shocked, Ash's hat goes off of Pikachu onto Ash's head. And he's like, hey, you know, thanks for looking out for my hat, you know. And it's this big, sweet moment until they realize, wait, how are we in midair? And then we cut to, I guess, reality, and we find out, yeah, they jumped off of opposite ends of a cliff, and they're falling down the center, and they both have the same panic, you know, look on their face, and they just, they're plummeting. We see, you know, Brock and Misty on one side, we see Meowth and Caterpie on the other. And then we get our glimpse of Latias, and Latias, who I took in this interaction to mean that it's the spirit of Latias, because we as a viewer can see, especially now that, you know, it's what, six episodes in and we're kind of looking out for it at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think that they can see.
No, they can't.
Because Latias comes swooping in and gets under Ash and Pikachu right before it hits the water. And Ash is kind of looking around going, what in the hell? And brings it around and drops it in front of Brock and Misty. And he's kind of looking around like, what the fuck? I mean, did I die? Is this, you know? And Ash kind of looks at Pikachu and he goes, enough of that shit. Isn't it cool that we're back together? And, you know, they hug and, you know, Misty and Brock are looking on and Caterpie and Meowth are looking and Oddish. Don't forget Oddish. And, you know, and then we hear off in the distance, we see Jesse and James in the good old Meowth balloon, and James throws down a rope, and Jesse's like, hurry up and get on. And he's like, they came back for me. And
They always come back for me.
Alf kind of, he gets teary-eyed. And he immediately wipes it away. He's like, what took you so long? And as they're like drifting off in the opposite direction, like, we're going to let you off for today. But next time, we're getting that Pikachu. And, you know, Meowth says Bisey, which I could take or leave that. and then we see that Rattata and Spearow are still there. And, you know, he thanks them. And we get the narrator talking about how they've always been the best of friends, and they will always remain the best of friends. And we get the credits. I'm trying to figure out, is this one of the episodes where we get the preview for the next episode?
It is. It is. Yes. Yes. So we do get a slight preview for the next episode. I'll go ahead and fast forward to that, and give me one more. Okay, so I feel like, because they give away so much in this preview, but
you're not wrong, it's typical trailer problems.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna preference this. I'm not gonna give a full preview, but Ash's Lapras from the Orange Islands makes a return in next week's episode, and it's focused around Lapras and a few other Pokemon. I don't want to give away the full plot because I feel like we can literally sum up next week's episode in probably three sentences, and right. And that would be the episode. But yeah, the next week's episode is called Riding on Laplace, which is Riding on Lapras. So that is next week's episode. Ash's Lapras makes a return. I was thoroughly happy to see that, and a little bit of the callbacks that they make in next week's episode, because no spoilers here, but me and you have already watched the next episode already. So we're actually getting ready to review it. So outside of that, let's tie it back to this episode, Doug. How did you like this episode? Scale of 1 to 5, the normal questions. What did you think of this episode?
This episode was probably about a 3.5. I liked it. You know, it kind of gave me vibes of gosh, what's that episode where they're at an amusement park and it gets separated? Is that Pokemon Island or something?
Yeah, Giant Pokemon Island or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had that vibe with a lot of the conversations coming between Caterpie and Pikachu and Meowth. Except we didn't get Pokemon to Pokemon subtitles. We only got subtitles when Meowth spoke. So it'd be interesting to see what they do with that episode when it gets over here.
Yep.
Just in those aspects. I mean, I kind of like it that it was left up to us as the viewer to kind of interpret what was being said between, like, Caterpie and Pikachu and Rattata and Spearow and all that. You know, the like the detail that Pikachu was concerned about the hat because he knew how much Ash likes his hats. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think if it was between Pikachu and a hat, I hope that Pikachu would win out, but Lord hopes we never have to find out. You know, the whole how are they going to come back together? I mean, obviously it kind of felt anticlimactic because it's like, okay, we know that there's 5 more episodes, so we're not like too concerned here. But, you know, some of the action was good. I like that, you know, this many episodes in, we're still finding ways to kind of examine and explain Pikachu and Ash's relationship.
Yeah, and how strong of a bond they have. You can definitely see how strong of a bond that they have in this episode, that they were apart but thinking the exact same way in this episode.
Right.
I'm going to give it a solid 3 myself. What kind of frustrates me, and I mean, the episode's not out yet, but I kind of felt like they could have put things from this episode into the episode with Team Rocket and made it one big blast episode of them finally capturing Pikachu, but Pikachu's not in their grasp anymore, and now they have, and Team Rocket's getting back all their Pokemon. I think they had a real chance to put both of those episodes into one big episode and kind of miss the boat there. So I'm going to give it about a 3 right now. But again, I can't judge it too much because the episode's not out yet. It doesn't come out until next week. So, but yeah, I did enjoy this episode. There was nothing wrong, too wrong with this episode. And we got to see Meowth kind of be nice again. So, yeah. Good stuff.
Which, like you said, we've seen a few times, you know, so we know he's got the humanity in him.
Yep. So, I still think Team Rocket needs that one final, like, big send-off. I know they're getting something big in that episode, and I don't know. Because, I mean, so far we've had, so these are the next episodes, everybody. And actually, we have all the episodes all the way down to the very end. So we have Riding on Lapras. Let's see. Chupeta's Search, which is Bandit's name in Japanese. So Bandit's Search. We got Rocket Don Strikes Back. So Team Rocket Strikes Back. Satoshi and Latios, which is Ash and Latios. And then the final episode is called The Rainbow and the Pokemon Master, which I'm guessing that's going to be the episode with Ash and Gary from the preview, because that's where Gary asked Ash in the preview to all of this. So do you feel complete, or are you still trying to become a Pokemon master? So that question still bears to be answered. And of course, they most likely put the final episode clip into that preview, and we're all waiting to find out Ash's answer, and we're not going to find out for another couple weeks. So we have a little bit of more than a month before we find out that answer. So what do you think his answer is going to be? What is a Pokemon Master, Doug?
Well, I think a Pokemon Master is a case-by-case basis. I mean, I was playing the games, you know, obviously, you know, your main goal when you start is I want to get a good enough squad that I can take out the Elite Four. And once you do that, it's like, well, now I'm going to just go and I'm going to complete the Pokédex, you know. But if you're the type of trainer that can be happy with just, you know, winning championships with your squad, and maybe once in a while finding a different Pokemon or two, as opposed to going around and, you know, literally completing your deck. I mean, it's just kind of, it's going to depend on what type of trainer you are.
Yeah. And if it's Ash, I don't think it's really completing the Pokédex, because if that was the case, he'd be catching Pokemon left and right. And I'm sorry, but you can't make a close bond with over 1,000 Pokemon.
No.
So, I'm just going to throw that out there. So it's going to be real interesting to find out what he means. Out of all these episodes, he's always alluded to wanting to be the very best and being a Pokemon master. But we never really find out what is a Pokemon master in Ash's head. So I guess we'll just have to wait and find out. But we're gearing down to the end of this series. We still have 5 episodes left as of this recording. So that being said, Doug, I think it's time for us to tie our loose ends and kind of end this episode before we get on into the next one. So go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, do not miss next week's episode because we're kind of taking our step back to the Orange Islands. Maybe? Yeah, I have to wait and find out. Have a good night, everybody.